We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Especially in Philadelphia, football's killed everything. NFL football, and even college football for that matter, has killed the rest of sports. Now, there's still fans of other sports, Ike, right? But even in college football, guys got to stay to a certain limit. They're not leaving after 2 years.
3 years. Yeah, and their body's not ready.
No, it's for the better. You don't need 18, 19-year-olds in the NFL. That would turn out poorly for the most part. But is Philadelphia too football-centric? Yes or no? 68% say no, not too football-centric. And listen, I wouldn't even know how to answer that question yes. You know what I mean? Because this is the way it's always been for me. Now, it's really elevated itself over the last, I would say, 15 years or even longer than that. But it's football and everything else in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, especially here. Like I said, it's not like that everywhere. But here in Philadelphia, when we're talking about it, and especially as it pertains to the other sports around the city, yeah, I think obviously the Phillies will start to gain traction. People will get excited about them with Bryce Harper being here. But we saw last year when the team was playing well, we saw that they didn't move the needle. And obviously the Eagles coming off of winning the Super Bowl, that kept everybody's attention. But the Sixers, in my opinion, would feel like they're the closest to the Eagles with the Phillies with an opportunity to be there. Because here's the one thing about the Phillies. We look at it all from a glass half full situation, as we should when you have a Bryce Harper. But what that also does is it creates more expectations. And with the expectations being as high as they are, that means there's a longer way to fall. So if you don't meet expectations, whoo, that wrath is going to be something serious for the Phillies.
No doubt.
It'll be nothing like last year. They'll wish we stopped paying attention.
It'll be ugly.
If things don't go well.
No, it'll be ugly.
Yeah.
It'll be nasty. You're right.
Yes.
No, Ike, you're right. You set people up for an expectation and you fail and it's bad. Look, I know what the city's like, Ike.
Dude, the Sixers went on that 16-game win streak right before the playoffs. They win the first round. We're talking about NBA Finals. They go out in five versus the Celtics.
Oh, I was ticked off.
We're talking about trading Ben Simmons. Brett Brown can't coach.
That was a bad series, man.
Man, it ended so abruptly, and our emotions went from way up here to anger.
Yep.
Anger.
It was a big-time swing. No doubt about it.
And that's what happened to the Phillies.
So has football taken away from the Big Five? Phil Martelli no longer with St. Joe's after 34 years. And it's the first time I thought about the actual Big Five, probably all year. I don't pay attention anymore. And I'm trying to figure out why. 888-729-9494. Let's take phone calls. Paul and Ben Salem. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
Hey, Paul.
Hanging in there. So, just to comment on what you said about football. Down here in Philadelphia, absolutely. Football dominates everything, unless the Phillies are winning.
Right.
But here's where the problem comes. I grew up in Pittsburgh area. Thank you for condolences.
Yes. Glad to have you over here.
So, over there, it's a lot different. Anytime Sidney Crosby scores a goal, everybody wants to go out and throw a freaking kegger. So it all depends on the region. Like Pittsburgh's like hockey centric. New York, who cares about that?
Baseball. You
know, honestly, when I was over there, nobody really cared about Pirates. They really didn't.
Well, I'm saying in New York, it's baseball. Each city has its own identity for sure.
Would you say Boston is more Red Sox?
They're a good mix because all of them win. Right? 12 championships or something in however many years. It's insane.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, definitely down Philly, football all the way. Pittsburgh, they're more hockey. Unless, you have Roethlisberger in the papers again, but
Is that right? Pittsburgh, the Penguins are bigger than the Steelers, man?
Well, ask. We have a producer from Pittsburgh.
No, that's not true.
Well, no, I mean, but as far as, like, the Steelers, just because it's the
Steelers
NFL.
Steelers go back to the
70s. It's always going to be
bigger.
You've
got to understand, Pittsburgh, the Penguins aren't as big as the Steelers, but the Penguins have, like, one of the greatest cores in the history of sports. They got two generational, they got two of, like, the top 15 players of all time.
They went from Lemieux.
In the same year.
They went from Lemieux and Yager to Sidney Crosby. There was
Malkin.
What the Penguins are in Pittsburgh is that they're very culturally relevant. They're kind of like the Sixers are here. You know, the Sixers are the hip team that all the college students want to go to. If you go to young kids, they're like kind of the in vogue team.
Basketball, yeah.
That's what the Penguins are in Pittsburgh. Like, the Sixers have reached this different level where they're like the hip team. They're the team that, like, the cool kids go. And, like, not the kids are the Eagles, but they're the cool team in town. They're the team that everybody kind of wants to be up and coming on. The
Ben
young
Simmons,
like.
Joel Embiid, for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, our best player has no personality. And we just had his teammates rip him. So that's not all that appealing for the Eagles, I'm saying.
Nope.
So with the Sixers, it's Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Frank. Frank's in Delaware. Frank, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
My man.
What up, Frank?
So the whole thing about football taking over, at one point it was the biggest thing nationally, but it's a regional thing. Like, in cities that don't really have good football teams, you got to take the good with the bad. The Big Five actually started to die out in Philly, not so much because of the Eagles, but more so because of recruitment. And, like, you're not getting enough players to make the teams good, so nobody really wants to see them play, so it's kind of like losing interest. And the thing about Philly, it's a big personality town. The Sixers weren't really, like, Iverson was great, but the team around him was very bland, but we loved Iverson as a character. Joel Embiid, we loved him as a character. The Phillies last year, while they were entertaining, they didn't have the same buzz as 08 when 08 was hyped because Jimmy Rollins was a character. And now we have Bryce Harper, who can be a character, and the Philly region will get behind them, and they're going to follow them and pay attention to what they're doing. Like, T.O. was polarizing, but when he was here, he was a character that we got behind. Like Shady, Deshaun, even though they're polarizing
they were personalities, you're right.
Right, and everybody in Philly loves the personality. So, like, our teams have big personalities. Like, the Eagles and the Flyers, it goes back to Philly's, like, blue-collar, gritty roots. Like, everybody loves Concrete Chuck because he was just a gritty, tough guy personality, and that kind of just translated into the Philly, you know, the us of the city, just being early, surly, just tough, gritty characters. That's how we are. So while here football is a thing, it's more the tough aspect of it all, and we get behind our characters. But, like, you might go to San Diego, and they're a baseball town because that's all they have. So depends on where you are reasonably.
Yeah, but how about this, Frank?
San Diego as a sports town on period.
But L.A. didn't have a team for so many years in the NFL, and they didn't care. And they still had great NFL ratings because people watch the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. I could say this. Like, I watch a little bit of basketball outside the 76ers,
right.
and not a lot, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of NFL. In 2019, I've watched more NFL than I ever have.
Yeah.
Right? I watch more college football than I ever have, too. I watch more football than I ever have. I don't watch baseball games.
I'm locked in Saturday, Sunday in the fall.
Like, I used to watch Sunday night baseball.
Saturday and Sunday, I'm locked. Throwing Monday, too.
Yeah, and Thursday, it's just you're exhausted because all you do is watch football.
Well, John, let me ask you this. So, Duke UNC, obviously, when we talked 10 years ago.
The only college basketball I watched this year.
I'm surprised you even watched that based on what you're saying.
It's because of one player.
Right, and because of Zion. Like, you don't watch regular season college basketball anymore, do you?
Nope.
And that used to be a huge thing.
Well, I remember ESPN used to have Big Monday.
Big Monday,
and you'd have Big East, ACC.
Yeah.
You'd have three games. I couldn't wait for that.
Yep. You're right, man. I mean, listen, I'll follow it, so.
Yeah, you still follow. You follow your team. Like,
and my squad is good. I'm fortunate. Izzo, 22 straight years in the tournament. So, you know, I
is that
follow
right?
him. Yeah.
Holy cow,
22
man.
Straight years in the tournament, 7 Final Fours. 6 Big Ten titles. I'm going to watch them every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he plays a good enough schedule. I'm going to see all these players.
Yeah, there's good games.
Yeah, I'm going to see. He plays Kentucky. He plays Kansas. He'll play Duke. So that's how I get to see them. And I'm just a basketball fan in general.
Right.
But college basketball has gone to the way of you have to have some sort of affiliation with the school
to watch it,
or you're just waiting until March Madness so you can get in on the brackets. Like,
it wasn't that long ago.
That's the only
ago.
Other time of the year you watch college basketball is right now, right?
It wasn't that long ago. Maybe it was that long ago where I remember a lot of people saying, man, college basketball is so much better than NBA.
Right.
Right? I mean, it was, you would have better games. You'd have more competitive mm-hmm. games. It felt like it was just a better product. Not anymore.
Nah. Now, some people still try to say that, but no, college basketball doesn't even compare to the NBA.
No, it really doesn't.
It doesn't even compare.
College football, I watch more college football now than I ever have. Ever have.
You know
NFL,
why?
Same thing.
Because you don't need to have an affiliation with the school because you enjoy football.
I enjoy the game.
Yes.
It's great.
So you can watch a good college football game on a Saturday night.
On a good Saturday afternoon.
Or Saturday afternoon.
But you go from noon and you can watch the late game.
Yeah.
And if you have a good game with competitive, a good week with competitive games,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'll be sitting there thinking, man, sometimes this is better than the NFL. Sometimes college football is that good.
Good matchups. Yeah. No, you're right. You get some of those SEC matchups.
You'll get stinker weeks in the NFL when there's not competitive games.
Yeah.
But even with that, I mean, it's really not even close.
Well, then you throw in the fantasy football.
Well, yeah,
who's
totally
not playing that?
Right.
It used to be only a geek thing to do, right? A mm-hmm. nerd thing to do. Now everybody plays it. Not
everybody.
Just all men. Women play it. Kids
yep.
play it.
Yep.
Kids play fantasy football.
Now, I would say that the decline of the Big Five also, I think a lot of that is it's society A. And B, like, you don't have the younger fans that you once have. I bet the people that still watch the Big Five and still pay attention are older listeners, are older people than a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
To where I was 11, 12 years old when John Chaney had the number one team in the country. Mm-hmm. They lost to Duke in the Elite Eight, and it was crushing. That's one of my favorite Philadelphia teams ever,
right.
Is that team. And say, are there 12-year-olds right now that are wearing Carolina blue or... You know, I mean, Ben asked earlier about, like, is there a college out there that you started following because of their colors? North Carolina.
Carolina blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bill in Limerick. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What up, Bill?
First of all, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, too, and that previous caller could not be more wrong. That's a Steeler town through and through. There's no question in that. Secondly, I challenge you to find a city where the major pro sport has an equivalent college sport. Take Philadelphia, take Pittsburgh, for example. Both major football towns, pro football. Could you imagine if Philadelphia had a decent college football program? It just
right.
doesn't exist.
No.
And I think that's something else when you look at the different cities, even some of the major cities. You look at L.A., not really much of a sports town or a football town, I think you would say, maybe baseball.
They love USC.
Though. They love USC.
When they were good.
But they got USC. You look at Alabama.
Yep.
You look at LSU. Then you look at basketball. You
SEC.
Look at Duke, you look at North Carolina. There's no professional football teams or major league teams in any sport that really can compete with those college programs there. So I think that's another piece to look at it, too, when you're comparing the college and the pros. There's not many cities that have the big-time college programs in a sport and the equivalent pro sport
right.
in that, or a pro team in that sport. It just doesn't happen.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point, because even if you look at the state of North Carolina, right, and you got Charlotte down there, and they got the Hornets, and they got the Carolina Panthers.
NASCAR.
Duke in North Carolina is the biggest thing in that state.
Yep. It is.
It's the biggest thing in that state. Duke basketball and North Carolina basketball.
Oh, the Cameron Crazies.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I love seeing them.
Dude, when they made an NFL team.
Tobacco Road.
Yeah.
How did they choose the colors for the NFL team?
How about that? Yeah.
The NFL team is based off the college team.
That's true. Yeah.
It is. At Mark Series WIP, Robin checks in and says, the Eagles are the NFL equivalent of SEC football when it comes to the passion. Not a bad thing by any means, but it'd be interesting to know how intense this fan base would be if a college football powerhouse also resided here. There's no college football powerhouses in big cities like Philadelphia. Other than USC, which is like, that's their pro, and they were getting paid like pros out there too for a while. But Boston doesn't have it. They've BC. No one really cares.
Yeah,
Philly,
most main cities don't have.
You don't put a main big university.
Miami was like that. The
yes.
Hurricanes, remember?
Oh, the Canes.
Yeah.
The U.
And there was a time, because I got college buddies I went to school with from down in that area where the Hurricanes were bigger than the Dolphins.
Sure.
The Hurricanes were
national championships.
Yes. Several of them.
And that's in college football.
Yes.
Country.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!